Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run, 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 run. Run, rabbit, run, run, run.
And we're back to the All Heart Podcast with a new episode.
How you doing, my bud?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm fucking, you know, we out here, brother.
We're here,
brother, having a blast and shit.
Yeah, we had a way too long of a blast.
Yeah. It was some pretty good shit.
We said we're gonna fire this shit up like 40 minutes ago, and we kept on talking.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't release the shit we say because it's
for legal reasons. That's all we're gonna say. It's always for legal reasons.
Always.
Damn. So how you wanna do this one? Get out. Get out. So that's how that's basically the movie. That's what happens during the movie. In case you didn't know, it's Get Out by Jordan Peele. The dude shifted from comedy to making horror and made first movie from $4.5 million of a budget, and it made more than $250 million. Did you know that?
I knew that it made a huge fucking success for the first movie, you know, for a director's first movie. Arguably one of the biggest fucking successes a first timer can ever get. Yes. Which is very impressive, regardless of what you might think about him or the movie or whatever. It's you know, you respect that. You make big bucks. Respect, man.
For someone who made Keanu, a movie about a cat looking to save a cat or something, into making this one, making that amount of money, yeah, we got eyes on you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's always great when people use very little, you know, budgets of whatever, and they manage to just fucking shock the entire, like,
yeah,
system.
Blow up.
It's, yeah, it's basically fucking great. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, how much the budget was, like, what, fucking four?
Eight? 4 million. $4.5 million.
And that's made 200 and some?
$250 million. More than $250 million.
Multiply that. Like, how much profit did they fucking make? It's ridiculous. It's like it's so big that it feels like they haven't even put anything to it. Like, they haven't even invested. Like, 4 million compared to 200 and some. It's like, it's not even a 10%. It's like fucking nothing.
Yeah. Of the what they made.
Yeah, so it's fucking, it's dope.
Sounds like 1% actually. I don't know that I'm thinking about.
I think it's a 2%. 1% would be
2 million.
2 million, yes. Yeah. It's 2%. There you go. Around 2%.
We don't do math here. What do you think? What kind of movie do you think it is? Because we talk about, is it horror? Is it really horror? I said there's some moments where there's some comedy in it, but it's not like the kind of comedy that would make you laugh, but it's the kind of comedy that's fucked up.
I would have been surprised if it was just like a full horror movie, because that's not kind of what he does. You know, he comes from that comedy kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I guess I expected to see some comedy in there. Because when I first saw it, I was like, because the trailer was very serious.
I didn't watch the trailer.
The trailer, when I first saw it, was very serious, very, like, you know, horror-y, kind of like,
yeah,
you know, guy sinking into the chair. I was like, oh.
Sunken place.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. All right, it's fucking, it might be some horror shit. But then I saw it and I was like, okay, there's some comic relief in there. Not too much that it overshadows the what's going on in the fucking,
really,
movie.
You're gonna call it comic relief?
Kind of, because that dude, the fat guy,
yeah,
who was like, it felt like a comic relief. I don't know if I'm being racist right now.
No, you're not.
Because, you know, the typical, you know,
yeah,
black
Rod,
dude.
You're talking about Rod.
Yeah, you know, typical black dude shouting and with the cops and like,
wait, what he says?
They're kidnapping black people.
Yeah.
So it felt like a comic relief, but it is, you know, it wasn't too much, that is.
Other than the police station thing, I think I can call that one like a comic relief.
When he called the Rose as well.
But when he was talking with the, about everything else, every, you know, what you would call like a funny thing.
Man,
in hell.
It's unprofessional.
Dude, it's offline. It's like the notification thing keeps going on and on and on and on. It's offline. Fucking phones, man. Even when we unplug them, they still wanna
silence.
It's not silent mode. It's unplugged. It's like offline. I've disconnected everything. There's no data. There's no Wi-Fi. But still, the damn thing still wants to grab my attention. It's been going on for like 3 hours.
It's the fucking, your mobile carrier.
I forgot.
So did you take?
No, it's like a notification thing from an app. I saw the thing from like a fucking mile away.
Put the goddamn
fuck,
thing
I even forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, the comedy thing. Other than the police station thing, the rest, it didn't really feel like comedic relief thing. For me, it was awkward thing, like something that's not funny. It's supposed to be, but it's not. I didn't, because I wasn't laughing.
Well, I wasn't laughing either. I wasn't like fucking cracking joke, you know.
So I wouldn't call it funny.
Well,
or even comic relief.
Yeah, well, it's, listen, for us, you know, we're not going to fucking laugh because, you know, we're not watching fucking Patrice O'Neill or Chappelle or one
whatever,
of these,
yeah.
You know, something
yeah.
that's fucking going to make you laugh.
Somehow, somehow this movie reminded me of a joke Bill Burr made way too many years back.
Back when he had hair?
I think so.
Damn, that's some good Bill Burr shit.
Because he said something.
When he lost the hair, he became fucking better, man.
Yeah, he also got married. Whatever.
To what?
Well, it's irrelevant. Just when he got married.
I should say to who? I apologize. I apologize from me. I apologize. That is fucked up for me to say.
To what?
I love Bill. I love it, you know the chatter he has with his wife on his podcast.
There's a joke he made. It's like you could I could imagine like Jordan Peele sitting just watching the comedy special thing and he heard the joke and decided to make a movie out of it. A very completely different tone what Bill Burr was saying.
Even though
when Bill Burr said it, he said this is kind of fucked up what I'm saying. He actually acknowledges it at one point.
Yeah.
The thing about Rod, I'm thinking he's like the only voice of reason in the movie. That's what I thought of him.
In terms of like reason, like what?
Like he's the only one who says shit that actually makes sense. You're
kidnapping,
one who keeps,
they're
do
kidnapping
not
black
go
people.
Into the house.
Oh yeah, yeah, so,
like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of there. We keep saying get the fuck
that's
out of there.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
What's the Chris? What's his name? The actor.
Chris, you mean the main character?
Yeah, yeah. His
Daniel Kaluuya. I hope I'm not butchering the guy's name.
Fucking Daniel. That's all I need to fucking know.
No, but the dude is on
in
point.
In terms of reason and logic in horror films, I have to give him by far the best fucking score. Because whenever the dude sees something that's fucked up,
he recognizes that it's fucked up
and he doesn't go to it.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of these motherfuckers, you're like, oh, something is moving in the bush.
Let's go check it out.
Let me go fucking hit it with a stick.
Yeah.
Bada beam, bada boom. You're fucking hanging from your fucking toes.
Rod is the voice of reason. He's not like acting upon, you know, he went to the police station and he's telling them that they're kidnapping black men. And they're
very Dr. Umar of it.
And he turning them into sex slaves. And he kept sounding ridiculous. I'm only calling him the voice of reason. Like everything
ever,
he does,
you know who,
we're TSA.
Yeah,
he
TSA.
Handles shit.
Fucking
I'm like, you do, no, you're not supposed to be there.
As Patrice O'Neill said, you're the Hindu obstacle.
There you go.
Do you know who Dr. Umar is?
No, nope. First time I've heard
him. All right, you should watch some of his things and then you'll see the comparison between him and Rob when he was talking about, you know, they're kidnapping black people. I told you not to go with that goddamn white bitch. If you watch Dr. Umar, and I guess this is why...
Is it a movie?
No, he's just a fucking character. He's not a character. He's like a real person.
Uh-huh.
His name is Umar.
Uh-huh.
And he does like podcasts and he talks about, you know, race. And,
so he's like
he's
a public
like,
figure of some
he's
sort.
He's a public figure. He doesn't like black people to marry white people and white people to marry black people. He's kind of like...
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone is in his quarters and he talks about the black man in Africa. And, you know, those kind of like, you know,
figures. I think I get the idea.
And some of the shit he says is fucking hilarious. And I guess because I know him and because I watched some of the shit he says when Rob was talking about her, I was like, you white bitch! I guess I was like, that's some funny shit.
When he was trying to bait her recorder only for her to
flip it on him. She was like, you bitch, I never looked at you. That's some funny shit at the end.
Because they did play on that earlier with a scene where she said she wants to talk to him and
say, yeah. But it's, you know, that's why I was like, yeah, he felt like a comic relief. I guess it was, it's a shot at making a comedy horror movie. Something that hasn't been fucking attempted since what? Jesus fucking.
Because
the last time we saw like a comedy horror film?
I don't know. Here's the thing. When we talk about horror and we talk about comedy, there's some things like gallows comedy, gallows humor. Because the other day I watched Trick or Treat. The movie didn't feel like horror, more like gallows house humor. Because the way people died, the way a lot of things, the way they moved, a lot of things they said, a lot of things that are happening, it didn't feel like horror. Even in the scenes where you, you know, the typical horror thing where you have shadows moving and people with certain faces and so on, it didn't feel like pure horror. Because the thing is, when you think of horror, you're thinking about, I'm gonna get scared.
Fucking Exorcist kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's like the pinnacle.
Yeah. This one, for me, it's like a different kind of horror. Like, Get Out, it's not that kind of horror. It's the same thing with The Witch. During watching The Witch, I didn't get scared. But I could, the horror, it's in the movie. It's not out here.
Yeah, I watched The Witch.
Yeah,
but I did not give a fuck what the fuck else was going on.
I know exactly what you were thinking, what you were focused
you
on.
You know me, man. You know what it is. I did not fucking. I haven't looked.
Any character
in the goddamn eyes.
Except, never mind. Moving on.
Shit, man. It is what it is. What you want me to say?
We don't want to reveal too much about something, about a movie that we may not talk about, or might actually talk about someday.
The Witch.
Yeah. Let's just keep it open. We don't know.
I need to watch it about 3 more times.
I see. I actually love that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the kind of horror in it, it's not like the bullshit jump scare shit. It's not like The Conjuring where every couple of seconds there's a jump scare and I'm thinking to myself,
I took someone we both know to watch The Conjuring. And I have to say, arguably the last one, maybe?
We don't give a fuck. The last one that came out.
Three, I guess it's three, yes. And it's, Jesus, oh Christ. Dude, the fucking movie theater was annoying as shit. People like, yay, jump scare, yay. And then when he was like hitting the tomb or the table, whatever the fuck it is, and people were shouting, yay, yay. And it was like, Jesus fucking Christ. It was like kids who think that's a fucking Marvel movie. I'm like, Jesus, this is not fucking Ant-Man, you fuck. This is a fucking, you know, it's not even that good of a...
That's the first blame.
Go on. And I'm not even shitting on The Conjuring. I know it's just like a commercial horror kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it succeeded.
Yeah.
Somewhat. You know?
I don't give a damn.
And I remember I saw Annabelle, both the first one and the second one.
I watched the first one.
And they were better than The fucking Conjuring.
I didn't watch the second one.
The first one was kind of good. The first one was very good.
At least decently paced.
Terms of today's,
it was paced,
yeah, obviously, and it was very nice. It was good, and it was, you know, it was enjoyable to an extent. The Conjuring is just like you're watching it, and they're trying to scare you and shit. I'm like,
especially like because I'm thinking
the Nun 2, which is like a prequel.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
I didn't even bother with that.
Yeah.
I know,
just because it's a church doesn't mean it's going to be scary anymore. How many times I need to see a fucking cross that's upside down for me to... I mean, come on, dude. Fuck off. Crosses don't fucking scare me anymore.
Yeah.
I remember there was one cross that fucking fucked my world up. And that's in The Exorcist, and you know what I'm talking about.
Everyone knows what you're talking about.
Gee.
Ooh. Here's the thing. There's a movie that is supposedly more fucked up than The Exorcist. The Devils. Have you seen it?
Shit, I'm fucking... I'm seeing it now.
I already have it. I haven't seen it. I had it for like 6 months.
What do you mean more fucked up? Like, what do you... Like, the things that are going on in it?
Obviously.
Why is it not known then?
I think it was banned at some point. Preventive.
Shit, The Exorcist was banned from like half of the theaters in America. There were petitions to get it off because people were like, people getting fucked up watching
this. This wasn't like
movie.
In the 70s. I don't remember exactly.
The Devils in the 70s as well?
It's called The Devils. Yeah, I think so. I think it's in the 70s.
It's
like a British director, I think. I only knew about it because I heard a critic talk about it. Like Frank Kermode, if you know him, he's like a British dude. And one of his shows, I think, or one of clips or some shit, he talked about it. There was like a restored version of it because apparently, you know, the movie banned. Stayed on the shelves for too long, the thing started degrading and so on. So yeah, I had to do a lot of work to, you know, restore the damn thing.
Yeah.
So that's, I haven't seen it. I want to watch it, but I haven't seen it.
Hell fucking yes. I am watching it. I'm not watching the games today because I'm watching the fucking horror film. Tomorrow I'm going to work with a fucked up brain, baby.
There are no good games today, as far as I know.
They're fucking pretty much...
Yeah, done like last week. Yeah, Everything was done last week. I'm not even gonna bother. I'll probably watch something else. Yeah, this one you said it's not like horror. You think it's it's a mix between horror and comedy. Is that what you're saying?
Not a mix. I'm not saying it's like a 50%. I'm saying there is comic relief in it. But it's not like a fully, you know, there's like, you can sense the comic element in the movie. It's just like something that they've had in the background. It's just like, you know, kind of like sort of a reset. When you go through the story that's happening, then that comic-y, you know, funny thing happens, and then you go back, and then you're right back in, you know. But it's not like a 50-50. It's not like when Peele was writing it, comedy was part of the movie.
Obviously, it's not like 50-50%. That's not.
And there is comic relief in it. There is some stops that I found funny. And again, I'm saying that maybe they were funny and not awkward because I, you know, have already know, I know some shit. The thing that I told you with Dr. Umar and shit like that. And maybe that's what made certain things funny to me. But to you, you said it was fucking awkward or it felt awkward.
It felt like gallows humor.
Yeah, but it's not embedded in the story itself. It's just like, it felt like a side thing. You know, it's like a side dish.
Apart from like the scene with at the police station, the rest of the comedy did feel awkward, but not like in awkward that it upsets the pacing of the story. Somehow it feels fucking organic.
It belongs.
The thing is that, I don't remember which episode we talked about suspension of disbelief, when you have to stop thinking about, oh, this is plausible or not. This one, you're not really considering what's gonna happen until it fucking happens. And you don't see the fucked up shit that's gonna happen at the end, at the start. Except it gives you like a very dark scene with the dude who gets kidnapped. And you don't realize how fucked up this whole thing is until he shows up later in the movie. What's his name? Lakey Stanfield. The Andre Logan thing.
Yeah.
The one he flashes and starts and the nose starts bleeding and so on.
I didn't know who he is.
When I first saw the movie, I didn't pay attention to that. Like first time years ago. But when I watched it, because I watched it again yesterday, I was like, whoa. What the fuck? Wait. Because I caught on immediately to it. When I saw him, I immediately realized he's gonna show up later. So it's like very on point. And did you know the music playing in the background? Did you pay attention to it?
Yeah. It's nice. The music is nice.
It's fucking on point.
Yeah.
Run, rabbit, run. A fucking defenseless rabbit running, but eventually end up getting killed.
Yeah.
Then there's that Swahili song. Swahili song was fucked up. Not in a bad way.
I can see
it. Because it also says, run, you need to run. Run, brother, run. That's what the words were. It said it was in Swahili. One it was playing in the credits at the beginning and the end. I think two songs. They only had two songs.
I love it when movies are not going heavy on the fucking songs. When they're putting a fucking song like in every fucking corner. Jesus Christ.
It's not just that. It's not just that. It's like.
But it has also. It's like part of the whole thing.
Sometimes it works perfectly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many songs. Depends on the length of the movie.
But now when it's too much, brother.
When it's too much. Because that's the thing. You can't have like a formula.
I've seen a few movies when it's just.
Dude, the last one I watched. And it's fucking. Like the choice of music at some point. I was like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Just jam it in.
Black Adam.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
It was fucking awkward.
Oh, my.
I'm thinking to myself.
Did
you run out of soundtrack composers who could make something else?
Yeah, supposedly
you need a heroic song. You need a heroic track at this part. You don't need a song. They fucked up the songs. Fuck the spoilers.
You fucking had Superman show up at the end.
Motherfucker. That's not a spoiler. That's something even The Rock spoiled.
Yeah.
You already talked about it.
Superman fucking showed at the end. You couldn't fucking call fucking Hans Zimmer or some shit. You were talking.
They had the John Williams track from the original Superman.
They could have. You were talking about how this one is gonna be like a rekindling of DC, or at least
The Rock calls it.
Yeah,
the dynamics of power of the DC DC world
shifted or whatever the fuck he's doing. And I mean, you've been successful. You managed to make some money over the weekend, but Jesus, you couldn't have at least made a fucking phone call to somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
For the entire movie, not just that scene.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yeah.
It's like they played the John Williams. I think he's called John Williams. Like from the old Superman movie, they played that track.
Why?
With some twists.
Why?
Fucking sell the thing. To sell the thing.
It is actually.
They don't want to look. They want to distance themselves from everything Zack Snyder did to the point where they don't want to even use the tracks that Hans, I think Hans Zimmer is the one who scored Man of Steel.
You can still
they don't want to do Zimmer that. Without fucking having to do anything.
But they don't want to touch on. They don't want to touch on him.
That's the thing with fucking with those that I keep talking about. Is that they're
because
they're,
this one
pity shit instead of making good movies. No, pity shit. Man,
I'm thinking contracts. They haven't paid the dude and so on. That's what I'm thinking. It's the business decision. Pity.
You can bring him and start making something new, and it would have nothing to do with him. You're making a contract with fucking Hans himself. Fuck him.
Well, yeah, the dude is still working.
I know, but like, so you could have brought
make anyone. Something different.
Yeah, and it would be good rather than just fucking gaining the rights to some dumb, stupid fucking music and splashing it.
But whatever. It's Warner Brothers. They don't have even enough money to release more movies this year.
This is the fucking Rock, you
This is
supposed to be.
This is the last movie. I'm thinking this is the last movie they're releasing this year.
Oh, yeah. This is the major release. They need some time to figure out what the fuck they're doing now.
The new regime.
I feel sad that he took the Superman thing and dropped The Witcher. Henry Cavill.
I fucking hate it too.
Are you fucking Liam Hemsworth?
Who the fuck is that? Look, the last time they did something similar, they had to do it because the actor died.
But Henry
Spartacus. It was in Spartacus. Did the thing.
You can either change it or do what Black Panther is doing now. And fucking forgetting about Chadwick Boseman.
Focused on Spartacus. It's like a TV show thing. It's basically almost the same format.
You recast.
They're doing like a kind of like this major arc thing with every season has its own thing. It's similar in structure. When you change the actor like that, and we know the dude is still alive, it doesn't fucking
wild.
Work. Who the fuck is Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah, wild.
Ah, he's pretty. Who fucking cares?
Pretty.
I guess someone is gonna call it not that because he's pretty.
You know the bully of it.
I'm not the one who's saying it. I don't give a shit.
You say that.
Henry Cavill embodies The Witcher.
Because he knows the fucking... He played the goddamn game.
From the start. No, he's playing the character from the start.
Oh, yeah. He had time to work on it. He understands the character.
I think he's even a producer on the show.
I guess, yeah.
Because, you know, when you play a franchise character, you get producer shit. You have actual input in the character. You don't just get to...
No, but he likes... He genuinely... It wasn't a job for him.
Yeah.
Because the way I view it, it was like... Shit, the dude actually likes the character, likes the story, reads the books.
Yeah,
you know, played the games.
The dude is a nerd.
I played the fucking Witcher thing. It was one of my fucking. I love that game, man.
I haven't played it yet.
It's fucking wonderful, man.
I bet. I watched the show. I can bet
the games. And I know we're awesome. Derailing off a bit, but if they were to make God.
We're talking about how shit Warner Brother is. We didn't derail at anything.
We haven't done that in a while. If God of War is to be a movie, who do you think should play Kratos?
Christopher Judge. The dude who's playing him. Have you seen him in real life? I've seen him act.
No, I'm talking about like... I know, but like, do you think he... Because of the voice?
I'm talking because of the physique.
Yeah, but you know, he's from Greece.
Well, I completely forgot about that. Oh, fuck that. They can't whitewash him. They can't paint him white.
Not technically. He's not white, he's ash colored. Because when he killed his wife and daughter, the ash of their bodies got printed on his skin.
It's the thing that made him white.
No, he was already like, I guess he looked like what fucking Greeks look.
We're talking about different races versus what Kratos got on in him later on.
No, yeah, Kratos technically is not fucking white. He's ash, his ashy color. Because the ash of his wife and daughter when he killed them. In the first game, Ares made the ash stick to his body.
When you say his ash color, are you talking about the real color or the thing that he got, the curse he got on him?
The curse, man.
No, I'm talking about the real color.
Oh, yeah, but beneath the ash. I'm saying you can paint Christopher ashy, goddammit.
Well, obviously. Because that's a curse that he gets on
him. Yeah, so you have to... I mean, honestly,
the physique is on point.
Yeah.
I've seen the dude. It's not just...
You know who else can play that character? And I've seen this
some fan casting thing.
Yeah. Do you know who Triple H is?
Yeah. Ooh.
He's that one. I was like, good. The beard, the bald, the thick voice, the fucking physique.
Yeah, I used to watch WWE at one point in my life.
I don't know, but like...
He's the
like
CEO the, or some shit.
Right now, because Vince McMahon got fucked up. Will he retire? I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, have you seen...
It's both.
Probably, I don't know.
I've read it's both.
I haven't
he
seen
got kicked. He got fucked, he got kicked out, and so he decided to call it retirement, and the other one
started
got...
doing some bullshit.
Obviously.
For the past fucking 10 years. What do we call it? He's a very good cast for fucking Kratos.
Like
he's big. He got the physique.
I'm also thinking the dramatic scenes. You need someone who's good at drama.
No, but I am sure he can... I'm sure you can, if you can really go for it, he'll manage to get, give him a few months. He'll, you
know, train him.
Yeah.
Leave him at the gym, but give him a couple of hours of drama class.
You know, it's a complex character, granted, but you know, if you can, who else will fucking play that?
Because The Rock couldn't really sell Hercules with the dramatic scenes.
The Rock.
That's the thing.
I hate that the fact that they
cast him as Hercules.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He couldn't sell those scenes. He could sell the action scenes.
And that's
on point.
And that's not how Hercules fucking looked.
But the no, I'm talking about like from
and
the
and the whole thing with Hercules, the way that they wanted to, they didn't make him look like a legend. He was just like a normal man.
And at the end, he fucking a normal man dropping a fucking statue. Like
didn't point out. Like
no, he's not. It was a myth. Apparently, in the movie, it's not real. It's not like he's not Hercules. He's not actually the Hercules you know from the myths. He's just a man named Hercules who's giant and he's a mercenary.
I haven't seen that movie.
What do you call
it? Wait. So his godhood was not real.
It's not. He's not a
fuck
god.
Fuck that.
He's not a fucking god in the movie.
Fuck that.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck that.
Yeah, he's just a normal fucking dude.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Because when he said it's a myth in the movie, I'm thinking... Well,
No. I didn't say it's a myth in the movie. I said the myth is different than the movie.
I see.
In the movie, he's just a normal man.
Fuck that.
It's not like the myth.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's...
I'm gonna keep saying it.
It's
fuck
trash.
That.
Trash, dude. It's
fuck that.
Fucking trash.
For me, the only thing that I remember from the movie... I've seen it like back probably since I haven't seen it probably since it was released. He couldn't sell the drama part when he killed someone. I think he couldn't sell those things.
Those scenes
he couldn't sell. You know, there's this giant dude and it's basically like the same thing with the Scorpion King way back.
Yeah,
he couldn't. No, look, dude, you can do Jumanji, you can do comedy, you can do a lot of things.
He's good.
Stay the fuck away from drama. That's what I'm saying. Because Jumanji was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
The remake of Jumanji and the Jungle.
Great.
The Jungle Cruise thing.
Great.
It was fun. It was like a 2-hour thing. On point.
It was nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck away from drama.
Yeah.
Or...
Be the friendly giant.
There you go.
Don't be like, you know, trying to be like Black Adam. I mean, there are very
Black
few...
Black Adam, he could sell the character because Black Adam is not supposed to be dramatic. He's supposed to be like this evil thing. He's not supposed to be drama queen.
But they're trying to make him look like a hero in the movie.
No, because there's this conflict thing where what he's doing versus what the world expects from him. And there's this
thing.
I'm talking from comics, by the way.
Yeah, from the comics, obviously.
That's the thing.
Black Adam is a badass fucking
because he's
character.
Not supposed to be like... He's not going to go into this lengthy conversations or he's gonna do things and react and say the process emotion his own emotions react. No, if you touch one of his families, which is gonna what we expect is gonna happen next, he's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah,
that's Black Adam.
Yeah.
He's good in his country because that's what they expect him to be, but outside of that country,
Victor Van Doom of
he's DC. Got he's not accepted because he's gonna fuck shit up.
Yeah,
and that tells you something about how the world really works. We didn't derail. Warner Brothers are still shit. They fucking shit up all the time.
Well, this is what we don't derail. There's no derailing.
Yeah.
The conversation is what we want it to be, my brother.
Yeah, man. I guess we should talk about the first scene. Or at least go deeper into the horror part. The horror part of it. Because what is horror? Because that's like a thing. What is fucking horror? What's the point of horror?
Those are some good questions.
Yeah. Because I actually thought about it because when the comedy thing kind of unsettled me. And I kept thinking to myself, it did not upset anything in the story for me. And I didn't feel off. So what the fuck is going on here?
I guess it felt like, you know, whenever you watch a horror movie and you think like, why don't you just do that?
I don't watch horror movies.
I don't
like them.
No. I'm just giving you in general.
Yeah.
you know, whenever you see something bad is going to happen, you're like, why don't you just do that? Like, why don't you just run? Why don't you just do this? Why don't you do that? I guess the reason why that comic or the comedy effect was in there is just so that they can voice what we were thinking or what they hope the people were thinking.
You're talking about this one.
Yeah, yeah, Get Out.
Same thing with Nope. It's kind of funny with Nope when it kept saying, Nope, I'm gonna do this. Nope, spoiler.
Because it's, you know, just, it's like the thing that you would think in your mind, like, dude, why?
What makes sense?
Why?
What I would do in that situation?
You see the weird shit happening. Why the fuck you don't leave? Just leave. Just go like, hey, I got something.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'm leaving. Yeah. And I guess that's
someone is coming at me with an axe.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna invite him for tea. I'm gonna fucking run the other way. Or zigzag at least.
Yeah, get the fuck out of jail.
Because if you throw that shit, I don't want it to hit me in the back.
Fuck, I almost fucking choked up.
That's what I learned in God of War. Playing God of War. Countless hours of God of War. At least zigzag. Because if he throws this thing, he's gonna hit you. And the fucking monsters kept zigzagging at one point. The enemy's thing.
You know what game teaches you not to go wandering in the wrong places? Fucking the last, the Elden Ring, whatever.
I couldn't. Look, I
don't go wandering off in the wrong places, boy.
It fucked me up, man. I did that. So-called exploring.
Fuck that.
I met a fucking dragon. I was like, nope. That's exactly what I said.
That's some fucked up shit, man. That's some fucked. You get in some weird. You're like, ooh.
Holy shit! Ooh, look, where did that came from?
This is a good place. Ooh, let me go see what's going on.
Poof! Dragon pops off.
2 hours later, you're in the middle of a fucking dungeon with some fucking weird monster in front of you, and there you go, hard to kill boss.
You're talking about dungeons. I didn't get to go into dungeons. I was just like 2 to 3 hours into the game.
Fuck this shit.
I'm still figuring out how to, build up the character and level up.
I have to say, I haven't played walked it. Into I'm a just
place.
Saying.
I walked into a place, started running around. I'm thinking I'm exploring. I'm exploring. I'm thinking on the map. Poof, a dragon pops off. I'm thinking, I'm gonna take him on.
Yeah, you got some confidence in there, bro.
I did not even last like a fucking second. The dude just fucking slashed through me like just immediately.
Walk. He just walked.
I'm like, nope.
Bye.
Right. I'm not playing the game.
Fuck this shit.
I stopped playing the game. I shifted to Horizon Forbidden West, and I've been enjoying it ever since.
You got some self-awareness, because you know, motherfucker, I can't fucking be rolling and dodging this shit for 4 fucking hours because I know I'm trash, nigga. I can't fucking play this.
Dude, I defeated the first boss and it took me like 4 days or 5 days or some shit. And every single day it's like 3 hours.
Damn.
And I'm thinking, this is too much. I'm not gonna spend the next 6 months just fighting fucking this thing. And it's gonna get even harder than this? Fuck that.
I lack the skills.
Yeah.
I lack the fucking skills.
And the fucking incentive and the time, because I fucking pay taxes, to actually spend that.
Yeah, if you're good at the game, and you know how to, you're used to the thing.
To get good in the game, you need to spend this time. I don't have that. I don't have that amount of time to invest in a game yet. I would rather play Horizon Forbidden West. It's a tough game.
It's a good game. It's a good game.
It's also tougher than the first one. It's something
it's supposed to be, yeah.
It took me, like 3 tries to defeat the first so-called mini-boss thing. It's a snake thing. It was fucking difficult to beat. But I'm also playing it on hard.
No shit, what else would you fucking play
I'm just pointing that out because I was used to play on normal mode before. I'm like, nah, I think I'm gonna go harder.
It's hard mode, baby. Hard mode.
It fucked me up. I even replayed.
And it makes it enjoyable because when you play, if you play anything in easy mode, it's like.
Well, it's not easy, it's normal. What? Because there's easy, there's normal, there's hard.
Normal is easy. And I like how they try to
balance.
They try to sell it to you as like it's a balance between game and experience and the game and between the story that's in the, and like motherfucker, play hard. Stop it.
I replayed the
because it's more fun when you die and you get angry and you're trying to fucking get back and figure that shit out. Eventually you just turn it off and you're like,
it's also
fuck
more
this
relief
shit.
When you do it. Actually, if you succeed at it, it feels
better. Yeah, it feels better. It feels good.
I replayed God of War like a couple of weeks back. I replayed God of War on hard mode. Well, not a couple of weeks back, actually, more. 3 or more. I played God of War on hard mode because the first time it was normal. But I didn't realize that it was normal.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The first time I played the game and I didn't pay attention to the to those settings. I just kept it whatever it was. But once I realized this was normal, I replayed the game a few weeks back on hard mode. Kind of felt better. Even the new game plus thing. Like I played the new game plus.
With the things.
It keeps everything that you already have. The game was different. Yeah, it was awesome.
Because that's where you experience it the most is when it's hard.
Yeah.
That's where it's, you know.
So it's not, peak. And the new game shit is like makes the game a bit different. I think at least that's what I think. It's not the same. So the horror. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be talking about horror, not video games.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Don't worry, I'm gonna bleep that one out.
What did I say?
Yeah, you did.
I bleep this one too.
Yeah, I'm gonna bleep it too, obviously. Not gonna leave it there. Look, there's this big elephant in the room when we're talking about Get Out. At one point, we have to address.
What else?
It's, you can fucking see it, about Get Out.
What?
Like the poster, the story, how it starts, how it ends, every story beat. At one point, we have to address that.
Dating white women?
What befalls black men who do that?
I would like to quote Dr. Umar. And I would say, you know what Dr. Umar calls it?
Go on. You know I'm not going to stop you.
It's the white bunny crisis.
Go on.
That's what he calls it. Google that shit.
We're going to get canceled.
Google white bunny crisis. What?
Bunny?
Yeah, like the white fucking bunnies, you know, like Jesus.
That's kind of fucked up on point. Run, rabbit, run.
Yeah. That's why I was like, when I watched this shit, and I was like, fucking hilarious shit. So you like, you know who Dr. Umar is, and you need to fucking watch some of his
shit. So this shit is more, is making references, deep references?
I don't think they meant to make the references. I just think it's a funny thing that's
happening. But it's going to exist on some point.
No, but I've never heard anybody else call, well,
there you go.
No, but I never heard anyone call it the white bunny crisis other than Dr. Umar.
No, I mean the...
It's not like a term that's widely used between
people,
African American.
Because it's kind of, you know, the song at the beginning and at the end. It's the same.
Yeah, but run, rabbit, run. It's not like run from the rabbit.
It's the actual rabbit. Oh, I see why it's not a reference.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, we're getting canceled.
There's no... Yeah, there is.
There's some... What do you mean?
I was going to say, are there black rabbits in the wild?
But No, there are. What do you think of Rose? Let's talk about the characters for a bit.
She's actually good. She's genuine. And I love the fact that what she was doing post-key is very different than pre-key. You know, when she was looking for the key in her bag and then...
Boom, the key thing.
This bitch is with them. I love the last part. Yeah, I love the post. I love the after she found she picked the fucking keys out and she started being weird.
I'm gonna let you explain everything you liked about that one. I'm not gonna interrupt you.
No, I just like the way she acted. That's it. That bitch doesn't have anything that, you know. I was like, why is this brother with this bitch? Cast Scarlett Johansson. People would be with her. She's too the walls in my room.
Nobody does that before I attack on some bullshit. Come on, make up some shit.
What?
Criticize something better. There's more shit that you can say about that.
No, but her, like, what was... I think she was good. I think her performance was good.
Well,
in fact, I think that she didn't have more time screen than what I wanted.
Well, yeah, she didn't give that.
She could have been given like, especially after she found the key.
Like she could have been part of the process.
She could have been, yeah. At least
she's the one who would be with him in the room. And
truly make him hate the bitch to the point where he would choke her at the end.
But I guess
because she was like she showed and then she just stayed kind of in the background because the brother and the father and the mother were the ones really doing the fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Him with the fucking brain and shit like that, and then the brother fighting him. And
I guess she was doing research for her next victim.
Yeah, which was a nice scene with the headphones and things. Yeah, yeah. That's some fucked up shit too. Looking for fucking basketball players or fucking.
I don't know. Some
fucked up shit. Look, googling basketball players.
Honestly, the fucked up shit that I think, I'm not thinking that because it, you know, in terms of the story, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, but
the fucked up shit. It was eating, I think, Fruit Loops, and they had a glass of milk.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I drink milk too. I don't want to drink it tonight, and I didn't.
Fuck does that have to do?
It kind of made it look weird. The entire scene, the way she was sitting.
The way she's drinking it is very odd. Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
but it's part of her, you know, the weird fucking.
Well,
character.
Yeah, that
bitch was.
That's how good it is.
Bitch was smiling when the dude was choking her.
The grin. I don't know. I'm not gonna call that a smile.
Yeah, the grin.
Calling it a grin.
Grin. Yeah.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah, she.
I just wish she had more time screen.
I'm thinking this is the best.
Screen time, rather. I'm
thinking this is the best Allison Williams we would ever see in any other movie.
I don't even know who she is. I don't even know the actress. I haven't seen her in anything else. I don't want to see her in anything else. She just did good.
I did.
In that movie, she did good. I don't want to see her in anything else because it's been 5 fucking years and this bitch hasn't popped up in anything else. So.
Obviously, yeah. This is the only thing we're gonna
see. Don't talk about that show.
I'm not. It's gonna upset me too. I'm not. I just explained it earlier.
No, I'm just gonna give.
If you know the history of the actress, you'd know what show we're not gonna talk about. Obvious reasons.
Well, I'm just gonna end up like fucking up the whole episode by, you know, saying some fucked up shit.
Her family is on point, like the acting, all of them, which is fucked up, which is kind of fucked up, but on point, like weirdly on point.
Oh, the awkwardness.
So good at those awkward scenes, because you can imagine those awkward scenes are hard to pull.
Yeah, because they're not very necessarily. The movie didn't feel very like scary, horror-y kind of.
Yeah, it's not scary.
It was just like that. It was uncomfortable. You know, some of the scenes were like weird, and you know,
yeah.
I guess they would make a person that unease.
Yeah,
but to say like very like some fucked up shit.
They didn't go for the gore.
Yeah, I don't think it was a part of it. You know, I don't think he wanted to go for the gore.
Even the, you know, that typical sex scene that they usually have in horror movies, they didn't even go for it in this one. They glanced over it, and I'm thinking, thank you.
Finally.
It would have fucked up the story.
Yeah, thank you for not showing me a fucking unnecessary sex scene. It was like, all right, it's obvious.
It's extremely rare where a story...
In America, yeah, fucking Jesus.
That works out without that. Even though every other story in the same genre relies on selling that as a selling point.
Because it's, you know...
You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's, they call it gratuitous, and I'm laughing my ass off because it means fucking free. It's for free. There's no point to it other than
having it in there.
Yeah. There's nothing. There's no point.
It's like having naked women next to BMWs fucking posters. It's like a
rival. You're not thinking about the BMWs. You're thinking about something. Well, assuming that you are actually still thinking. Anyway.
You're buying a fucking BMW. You're not thinking, my friend.
What do you think of the thing that the fucking mother does to it? Like the hypnosis thing?
They didn't explain it. It was just like hypnosis. Because they didn't really... It didn't explain like what kind of hypnosis this is or what
there are types of hypnosis.
No, it's like she's like, well, all right, fine, she does hypnosis, but like how does this shit work other than hitting a fucking teapot or
it's
tea
a fucking she actually did explain certain things when she was doing it. If you paid attention to what she was saying,
yeah,
he said we actually do use focal points, and you can see her playing with the tea, the spoon
as a trigger.
She said it's a focal point where we focus attention when we start doing our things to get the other person into a certain specific, a heightened state. She actually says things.
I would have loved if they would, you know, if he would have talked more about that, because that, you know, I find it interesting, that's it. But like, good thing they didn't fucking feed it to me.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, it's nice.
Because with hypnosis, from what I know, you only need like focal points to focus attention.
Don't act like it's easy.
No, of course it's not. It's a thing that requires a lot of skill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just wanted to know. I would have loved if there was some lore behind what she was doing. That's it.
There is the lore. I mean, are you talking about the Coagula process?
What?
Are you talking about the whole process or just hypnosis?
No, like her ability to do that shit. Where did she fucking, how did it get it from?
It's part of the process of what they were going to do to him later on.
I know, but
there's like a video with exposition. When he says the Coagula process, phase one, it's hypnosis, phase two is something, phase
I know, that's the whole process of what they were doing, why they having black people in there in the first place. I'm talking about just the hypnosis part.
They said it's been part of their order for many years.
I'm talking
years.
About how is she actually making people feel the way that she's... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. You're thinking about like the minutia.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Well, what else could it be? You're talking about the minutia of hypnosis. How it works.
Yeah, how is she doing it? Yes.
They didn't do that. That's not something they did.
Because remember when like the we took a picture and the flash came out?
Yeah.
And then the dude got set off?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, is this like a not a trigger, but like something that kind of like takes him out of the hypnosis? That's why he was like, you know, looking at him weird.
Yeah.
I just, you know, one wished if they would have elaborated more on that shit.
Yeah.
Just so I can get it.
But I guess if they would, if they wouldn't do that.
Because why would he get
because
like,
at the end when he realized it, because when he realized at the end that something happens to them, when he points a camera at them and then flash it uses the flash, it triggers something. Something does happen to them. Because at first one of the scenes when he was holding a camera and he lifted up to look at Georgina, she turned. She basically just realized that he was there and he basically just turned away.
Yeah.
Like he was taking a photograph somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the idea of a camera, then the flash thing, it does something to the person who's
being
under the process.
I know, they showed that, but you know.
Just... Yeah, no, I know. I'm talking about explaining it.
Yeah.
I don't think about that much. I would rather, yeah, but they did focus on the thing that actually matters, which is fucked up the end, which is the end, which is the actual fucking elephant in the room. The whole idea of having a superior, what they call the superior black man in there to exploit and to use. That's like the fucking elephant in the room when we're talking about Get Out, because we have to address it. What do you think of that? Basically, the whole movie is about how fucked up the whole thing is. It's racism in America. The thing is, I wanted to mention earlier about...
Are you sure in
about
America
Jordan
they're
Peele?
Looking for fucking superior black men?
No, that's like the joke I meant earlier with the Bill Burr thing.
Ah...
No, because they do call him that in the movie. At one point, the brother, Jordan or Jeremy or what the fuck his name is, says to him, imagine what you could do with your genetic makeup and your frame. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, what kind
it's
of
that,
fucked up shit
that,
are you saying?
Nah, it's that, what's his name? What the fuck is it? His name is Eddie something.
Eddie Brock?
No, he's a comedian.
What the fuck is Eddie Brock anyway?
I don't know what the fuck. It's in my mind, I'm just forgetting about it. When he was like, you know, when a black man marries a white woman, they get cast out of their families. But when they go to the black, you know, when they have a baby, it changes. And he was like, yeah, you go to the white, to the black mother of the black man. And then she was like, yeah, girl,
I'm
whatever,
sorry.
I can make grits.
It's the Venom actor, this Venom character from
I,
Marvel.
Yeah, it's fucking Jesus Christ.
My bad, sorry.
And then he goes to the white father. And then the white father is like, God damn, look at the size of them hands. We're going to the Super Bowl. You know, on reference, like, his genetics is now, because, you know, the man is a black man, and he has a baby right now with his white daughter. Now that this man is going to go to the Super Bowl and play football.
It's kind of fucked up.
I know, it is fucked up, but it's a comedy thing. That's why I was like, I guess that's why he made that. When I saw it, I was like, okay, I realized that he's not being, you know, serious. Like, oh my God, they're fucking experimenting on the black man and they want the genetics of the black. I knew he wrote it from a comedic standpoint, because he is a comedian at the end. Because when I saw it, that talking about the black superior man, I was like, that's some funny shit. It's fucked up, but it's some funny shit.
Isn't funny shit are usually typically fucked up?
They have to be, yeah. Especially when you're talking about shit like this.
The thing I was going to mention is that because we're having a conversation about what kind of movie it is. We're still having it.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy or is it a fucking horror? The thing is, when the director found out at the Golden Globes they were going to classify it as a comedy or musical, he tweeted apparently and he said, it's a documentary.
He's a comedian, my G. It doesn't mean what he's saying.
it's framing it in a different thing. Because when I read about it, it said it's like provocatively tweeting back. And I'm thinking, now that I'm reading it again, I'm thinking, could he be joking?
It is. He is. People who don't understand the type of jokes like comedians make, it comes up from this very, especially when you're talking about shit like this, or you're making, you know, movies or bits about shit like this, it comes from this fucked up place.
Yeah.
At least what seems
good
to you
is a fucked
up place. Comedy
comes from fucked up places.
But it's a funny thing to say. Like when somebody says, I'm placing this movie that has some scary scenes in the comedy, and he goes up, well, yeah, no, man, it's actually a documentary. And you know that it's not, but it's some funny shit.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a funny thing to say. It's like when Patrice said, fuck, you might have to bleep some of this shit. But he had, Patrice O'Neill had a joke about some dude shot someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, a sniper. Somebody shot a sniper. Initially, people thought it was a white person who got out of the military, got fucking PTSD, and started shooting people.
Uh-huh.
That's like the scenario that was brought up. Eventually, they found out that the man was a black man, and he was just, you know, he was actually a black man who was doing these kinds of crimes, which is typically viewed as a white person crime, you know?
Okay.
Because, you know the difference, whatever. And then Patrice had like, well, people thought it was a white man all the way, but it ended up he's just being a beep in a Cadillac.
And you know,
I love how you bleeped yourself.
Yeah, because I don't want you to do extra work. Much
appreciated.
Yeah, but he explained that he was like, if I sit so in a Buick or so in a Chevy, it's not gonna be funny. But Cadillac is funny. Certain words and certain things that you choose,
yeah,
are funny in the way you structure your sentences.
Yes, context matters.
Your jokes. So when he said, "Nah, this is documentary,"
I'm not bleeping that one out.
As somebody who consumes comedy, and if you know how comedy works and how jokes are constructed and how people make funny shit, you can clearly see that he's just fucking taking a piss.
I'm not bleeping that either.
Yeah, he's just fucking, you know, he's just having fun with it.
It's not. Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just, I didn't think about what he said. It's a documentary. I thought of it first, because it's in the back of my head, I wasn't thinking of him as a comedian.
I didn't know. Yeah.
I completely forgot about the comedian thing.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about how he was doing comedy for way too many years.
Later
when I was writing notes, of course, I remember, you know, he wrote Keanu, but he also wrote The Candyman, which is another horror movie. But he wrote Keanu, and the whole show's thing that they used to do before, like Kill and Peel and things, completely forgot about it.
Yeah,
Dude's
been in Comedy Central for fucking years.
Yeah.
You think he's not gonna make some of those comedic, you know, gestures in a movie? And then the way he talks about it afterwards.
I didn't even think about that he was a comedian. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does make sense. Like, it makes sense. It makes sense that...
It's a funny shit!
Yeah,
it's
a funny shit.
If you know funny shit,
and
you'll understand funny shit.
And the thing about funny shit, it's fucking horrific.
It has to be. That's what Patrice said. I need to send you the thing to the green room. A green room? I guess it was the show called Green Room. But he was like, comedy... You know, it's not supposed to be 100% people laughing. It was about 50% laughing and 50% horrified.
Yeah.
I need to send you that.
It's fucked up.
Bob Sagat, and it was, what's her name? Fucking forgot. The Jewish lady. I fucking forgot her
name. I forgot her name too. Sarah something?
No, not Sarah. No, man. She's the goat. She's the legend.
Oh, someone.
She's the one who had the picture of Hitler. You know, she was dressing up as Hitler, and she had like biscuits and the shape of people coming out of the oven, and it was a picture of her.
I don't know who that one is.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
That's
almighty.
Extremely fucked up.
That is the most fucked up. And she was explaining it. She was like, someone said, "Oh yeah, those are your cookie." I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy.
We're definitely getting cancelled after this one.
They're coming after us.
Especially after the Kanye thing. That's not fucking me again. You're unprofessional as fuck, brother. But
my bad.
Yeah. Especially after the Kanye thing. We're getting fucked.
Well,
you've been hip with the Kanye thing, right?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's just that I'm thinking...
Ooh, did you see...
Are we that famous?
Nah.
There you go.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? If they cancel, we'll just do another page.
Nah, Anchor ain't coming after us. Exactly.
They don't even know we're on their fucking website.
They don't.
What was I going to say?
We keep joking about getting canceled. We're not.
Yeah. Did you see his interview with Lex Friedman?
No.
Oh, Lord,
I didn't watch those things. I only read the shit.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Kanye has been unleashed. Ye is out there.
Dude, he even said that.
My brother came to me and said, I was like, God damn it, I really wanted to buy the Yeezys too.
Well, did you see the thing he did with Quentin Tarantino and he said the idea of the
Django?
Get the fuck out of here.
Tarantino talked about that.
Yeah, he did. He did. And he was cool with it.
Yeah,
more cool
fine.
Than I thought he would be.
He's fine.
But then again, why would
he
be upset?
Yeah, it's like, you know. It's like
get the fuck out of here.
No need for him. The last thing he wants to do is to start a beef with fucking Ye. And start talking to him about, yeah. You've been taking money.
Even the word is fucking annoying.
From the people, and you were making these movies to the same franchise, whatever the fuck the fuck is.
Goddamn.
Yeah, he is fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, dude, the name is fucking annoying.
What, Kanye?
No. What he calls himself now. Ye. Ah, Ye. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I love Ye. I call him Ye.
It's some fucking annoying.
Hey, Ye.
No, it's not Kanye. It's Ye. Some of the celebrity names are fucking Kanye. Stupid.
No, his name, without the Ye, his name is pretty dope. Kanye West.
Kanye West is decent.
Decent? It's fucking dope.
I'm gonna call
for
it
a decent. Rap name, that's pretty good. I mean, it's his actual name.
You know? I'm gonna call it decent.
But it's fucking.
It's a celebrity dope. Name.
Nah, it's a good name. It's a solid.
Look, still,
you just thing, listen to you just hear Kanye. You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Because if I say like John. I'm sure there's some good actors named John.
I was thinking, the moment you said John, for some reason I thought of John Legend, even though I don't like this music.
Dude, who the fuck is John? Whatever the fuck. But Kanye, you listen to Kanye, you're like, God damn, it's not Kanye. It's a Kanye song.
I don't like his music, by the way.
I fucking love. What? We're having a talk after this. We have a violent discussion after this.
We have a bonus episode that we are not releasing after this.
we're having a fight after this shit. Get this table out of my goddamn face.
Where do you want to go next? Talking about Get Out.
Hopefully to fucking Thailand. Oh, you're talking about the movie?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
talking about the movie.
Where to go next? Something that you didn't notice when we first started talking about the jump scares. The fucking shittiness and the unnecessary.
Yeah. I want you to talk about that a bit. Because for me, I only noticed like one jump scare.
I saw a few. It's not like the whole movie is filled with them. There is a few that are out of place, especially when he's just like, you know, walking around,
reacting
being around.
Things.
And what?
You said you mean like when he was reacting to things?
Yeah, when was he reacting even with the cuts? The cuts felt like they were jump scare cuts.
No, I mean, not us. I mean, the Daniel, when he was reacting to things.
Oh, yeah. For him as well. Like, he would just be around and someone, you know, is behind him or walking behind him. He would get startled for some reason, you know. And it's not even supposed to be a jump scare. It's just, like, there. And some people, I saw some were like, well, normally, you know, you're in a very awkward and spooky place. You get startled whenever something happens. Yeah. But I'm like,
that's what I thought, too.
It's not. Very, I don't know, it felt like they were going after the jump scare. It didn't feel like he was just getting startled, but it was too much. Like, I don't know, it was too much. It felt weird. It didn't fuck up the pace, it didn't fuck up, you know, the way things were going, but it felt a little bit weird. I noticed it. I was like,
the thing is about the opening scene, and I'm not shifting it, I'm gonna make a point. The thing about the opening scene is that when we think about the suburbs, you think about this is a very comfortable area, very safe area.
Suburbia, yeah.
Yeah, but somehow they managed to have a black man in there, and he's uncomfortable. He even said so, I feel like a sore thumb out here. And he's talking to someone and he's looking for someplace, only to get confused and the car starts following him around. We found out later that it's Jeremy, actually. Jeremy is the one doing the hunting at that point. So, because the white car, the white Porsche thing, and the music, Run Rabbit Run, when Daniel at the end gets into the car, that's the music that starts playing, and it's the same car, and he finds the helmet, the same helmet that Jeremy was wearing at the start. We heard about a lot of guys, black people, getting shot in suburbs. And even the character Danielle says at the start of the movie, "Did you tell your parents that I'm black?" "Nah, I don't want to get chased off along with a shotgun." He actually said so. Yeah. It puts him in this uncomfortable atmosphere, uncomfortable things around him. He's already thinking about it. And we've already seen black men in what is supposed to be safe area getting kidnapped a few moments later. The thing about the jump scares, and they only call like one as a jump scare, when he went down to smoke when Georgina walked by him, because it was on point. The jump scare was on point. The sound was bleeped, and the moment she walked, there's a sound. And I'm calling it a jump scare because it focuses your point on you should see Georgina the way she walked behind him. She looked like a fucking robot. She didn't walk like a normal human being would walk around a house. If you saw like this new this stranger who supposedly is gonna be part of the family one day is just walking by, if you are a normal help in the house, when he goes out, the rest that happens, it's just him getting startled because it's a completely uncomfortable place for him. The open space, the large space, he doesn't know much about him. And I'm thinking the tour that the father gave him at the start of the movie is supposed to make him uncomfortable. uncomfortable. It's not supposed to familiarize him with the space, because obviously they didn't show him everything. They only showed him parts of the house, and the entire house does feel uncomfortable. It's not the kind of house that you would feel comfortable in, with the head stain, and he's showing him like his trophies from his travels all over the world, and the comments he says. The atmosphere would be uncomfortable. That's why I didn't think the entire thing, you know, the entire thing that obviously bothered you, bothered me. I didn't even think about those things as jump scares. It's just him reacting to the world, because I was in a position at one point in my life when I wasn't in a comfortable place, and every sound made me uncomfortable. Every sound, basically. Every sound I would, it's cool, it's relax, it's... No, you don't understand how it's like. That's kind of the thing, that's how I treated it. It's from the start of the movie till the end, just character, the main characters, I would say, uncomfortable, in an uncomfortable, unfamiliar place. And that's why I kept saying it's horror, because it's the horror for them. It's not for us. It's not scary for us, but the fucked up shit that happens to them, we already called it, it's kind of funny, but, and what makes it fucked up, that's the horror part of it. I guess that's like what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I see your point, but it still felt to me like it was a bunch of like
too much,
and just it was like inserted, it was in there, it was like they felt like they were jump scares, and the way they were, you know, the way he reacted to it, the way he, it was just too much, it was a lot of it felt like a jump scare.
The thing that I would say like kind of bothered me, but I understand why they had it, they had to include something about it, is his backstory, the thing about his mother.
Yeah, I could see that, because it's when you think about like hypnosis, and she talked to him about his mother when he was in the chair, when she was like sink, like you could see that being used as a way to break down somebody emotionally and get to their brain. So to me it was like, fine, it was necessary for you to know so you can understand that scene.
Yeah, that's like, it's not like a serious thing. It's not even, it's not closely related to a serious thing. No, it's just something that I felt, okay, I get it, moving on.
It was for a reason.
And it fucking worked.
Yeah, and it, at the end it worked. So it was like,
the hypnosis thing broke him.
It changed. He needed something very strong to break somebody. And that was, you know, him, what happened to his mother, that's very...
So I guess we're not going to talk about the black exploiting black people in America. Or the racism in America.
Why the fuck would I talk about that?
Because it's like what the movie is.
Not really, man. I see people trying to do that, but it generally didn't feel like that. It felt like it was like a fantasy thing that would happen, you know, with the KKK and shit like that. You would imagine there was people kidnapping black people and making them go through that. But it felt, again, it felt like it was some fucked up thing that would pop up in the head of a comedian and say it in a funny way. You know, even though it's fucked up and it's hoary and it's, you know, uncomfortable.
Even I'm laughing.
Yeah. Then it was like someone trying to make a point. That's why I told you in the beginning, this is not like Spike Lee making this. If Spike Lee was making this, I'm like, sure.
Black Klansman was a different tone.
I know, but if like Spike Lee was making Get Out, like he wanted to do
a different thing,
it would be very different than what it is now. Yeah. But because it's Spiel and he is a comedian at heart, he did that way. So I'm telling you, if you like look at comedy and if you understand the how comedy is made and, you know, the fucked upness of comedy and certain things that are said in comedy, you'll understand that this is just something that's fucked up that popped in the head of a comedian.
You heard it, folks.
Yeah, and it's fun because it's very nice to see those thoughts being translated into movies.
It's
like
nice
these.
To see movies on point.
Yeah, it's a solid film.
A good movie is its own fucking reward. When you sit down for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and you enjoy every moment, you don't even want to pause the thing and go pee. That's its fucking reward.
I paused it a few times.
No, I mean, like, you don't want to.
Oh, yeah. And I won't even watch it in the beginning. I was just like, see it. If it feels very weird in the first 10 minutes, I just fucking quit.
It's fucking reward.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very nice.
No, I'm not talking about this one. I'm talking about, like, generally.
Oh, generally.
Speaking,
okay.
Talking about movies.
Yeah.
Watching good movies, because this is like a kind of a thing that I have to point out for specific reasons. Watching a good movie is its own fucking reward.
Yeah.
You sit down for God knows how many hours to enjoy something. If you didn't enjoy it, or it's kind of thing that makes you feel like an idiot, basically makes you feel like some kind of a stupid person.
Wasted time.
It means you wasted your time.
Yeah, wasted time.
And for me, I'm gonna get pissed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pause movies to process my own thoughts, and I would keep playing them, keep watching something. It happened a couple of times with this one, but I was just doing research, basically just preparing for the show.
Yeah.
Few times I would pause a movie to do something like go out, you know, pee or whatever. But I've never paused a movie because it was stupid more than I paused the stupidest movie we last saw.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. So that's it. This is a great movie. Honestly, Jordan Peele, he's on my radar. I didn't think a lot about his movies before. I watched Get Out and I forgot, completely glanced over Us until I watched Nope the other day. And Nope the other day, now that I'm thinking about shit, everything you said about comedy makes complete sense.
Mm.
Because it's not like, it's not like the kind of horror that you gonna make you scared and shit. Like you said, Exorcist level type of thing.
The horror that is shown comes from the fucked upness of the funny thing.
Yeah.
That's what's horror-y.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's and Patrice O'Neill puts it in the best way. It's 50% comedy, it's 50% horrified. It's just that Peele leaned on the horrifying part more than he did the comedy part. But essentially, it is comical.
I would say thank you to him for making this and for making everything else. I still have to watch Us and see what's it about. But the rest, it's on point. Like, I watched Nope, I enjoyed it. I watched Get Out, and I enjoyed it. It's not the kind of movies that I'm going to rewatch every single time for other reasons.
But they're enjoyable ones.
I will definitely revisit them.
Yes.
Whenever there's like this one day or 1 hour, I got nothing to do, and I don't have like something on my watch list or some shit, I'm gonna watch them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's how good they are. And it's extremely difficult to be on my list because my list is very exclusive.
No, it's very good to see, like, especially that I enjoy comedy. I watch a lot of comedy related things. And to see him try and do this, which is not fucking easy.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not easy to make a joke. Like, it's to write a bit, like a professional joke. It's not easy. It's not easy to find funny and fucked up.
It's not.
And it's not easy to illustrate that and to show it in the way he did.
Yeah.
So it is very fun to see him try and do those things.
And actually succeeding.
You know, to me, when you talk about this kind of funny fucked up genre, we'll call it that just for now.
Funny fucked up genre.
That's what it is. It's not very horror. It's not like what you think traditional horror is, and it's not what traditional comedy is. It's not The Hangover, and it's not The Exorcist. It's just, you know.
You heard it first.
Yeah, it's funny fucked
funny
up.
Funny fucked up.
It's funny fucked up. You know, I think the king of that is Louis C.K. The way he makes the movies and the way he makes the little bits of his, it's amazing. You could say Chappelle, but Chappelle always had the funny dialed up to 11 more than the, you know, the fucked up. But if you watch C.K. and you watch even just the way he makes his bits, you can see the fucked up, and he does not hide the fucked up. The fucked
fuck
up
my
is,
phone.
But you can see the fucked up. The fucked up fuck there.
I used to watch Louis C.K.,
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. He made a movie recently. You should see it. It's pretty nice. So from the fucked upness to bring the funniness.
That's how good he is.
That's, yeah. I mean, for somebody who just tried to do it, hey, kudos.
Yeah. You heard it first on the Beyond Critics podcast. Funny fucked up. We called it. We named it.
Funny fucked up, babe.
Yeah.
Patent.
I guess that's it. That's enough for today.
That's a beautiful way to end it, man.
Yeah.
Send it off.
You can find us on anchor.fm/beyondcredits. Follow us on instagram.com/beyondcredits. See you next time.
Bye.